Can a simple banknote design really cause like a huge national debate? You wouldn't think so, but in Russia, that seems to be the case. We're doing a deep dive on this controversy that's blown up over their new 1,000 ruble note. And it's gotten really interesting because it touches on, well, religion, history, even the balance of power over there.
Yeah, it's pretty wild how one little detail can open up this whole can of worms about the tension in Russia these days.
Okay, so what's the deal with this bank now? What's got everyone all worked up?
All right, so picture this. You've got the Kazan Kremlin on one side of this new note. It's a UNESCO World Heritage Site, right? So you know it's a big deal. And it kind of shows off the architectural mix that Russia had.
Okay, I'm following.
So on the banknote, they've got the Suyumbai Tower. It's this really cool-looking landmark with, like, a crescent moon right on top. And then right there with it, you've got the old palace church. It's an exhibition space now, but it was built in this beautiful early Russian Baroque style.
Sounds pretty straightforward so far, but I feel like there's a but coming here.
Tuckles, you got it. So here's where it gets a little complicated. That Kazan Kremlin, it's actually located in Patarstan. That's a republic within Russia, but it's got a mostly Muslim population. And putting those two things together, Islamic imagery with Orthodox Christian imagery on their money. That's what kicked off this whole thing.
So who's upset and why?
Well, the Russian Orthodox Church is straight up demanding they change the design. And I mean, they're not mincing words. One Orthodox priest even called the design, which is historically accurate, by the way, the stupidity of the designers, and said that most Russians don't know his history.
Wow, that's a bold statement. So what don't they like specifically?
Well, they're really hung up on two main things. First, they're not happy that the crescent moon on the Suyumbai Tower is so prominent. And second, they're really bothered that the palace church is shown without its original cross. It was lost after the revolution in 1917, but they want it back on there.
So essentially, they want a version of history that fits their worldview, even if it means changing the facts.
It kind of seems that way, yeah. And this whole thing really shows how much influence the Russian Orthodox Church has in Russia right now. They've been really vocal about pushing back against any other religions being visible, especially Islam.
And we can't ignore the elephant in the room here about this isn't happening in a void. What's the connection to the overall political climate in Putin's Russia?
Oh, it's definitely all connected. This controversy is completely tangled up with what's going on politically. Putin has this tight relationship with Patriarch Kirill, the head of the Russian Orthodox Church. And with Putin in charge, we've seen the church get more and more chummy with the government to the point where they're actually backing the war in Ukraine through this Holy Russia ideology.
For those of us who aren't experts in Russian Orthodoxy, can you break down what Holy Russia ideology actually is, and how does it tie into their history?
Sure. It's basically this idea that Russia has a really special God-given role to play in the world. And that often translates to them being the defenders of traditional values and, of course, Orthodox Christianity. Historically, they've used this idea to justify all sorts of things they do politically and militarily.
So the church is using its influence not just for religious stuff, but to shape the political narrative too.
Exactly. And this leads to a weird contradiction within Russia itself. See, even with the church acting like this, recent polls show that a surprising number of Russians aren't that religious.
That's wild. It seems like a huge disconnect. What does that tell us about religious freedom in Russia today?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? I mean, on the one hand, you've got the church throwing its weight around, trying to force these changes that fit their views. But then on the other hand, you've got a good chunk of the population who seem less than thrilled about this whole religion meets politics thing.
It's like there's this tug of war going on between how the church wants Holy Russia to be and what Russia's religious landscape really looks like.
That's a good way to think about it. And this whole banknote thing, this is right where that struggle is playing out.
So, what could happen? What are the options here?
Honestly, the central bank's stuck between a rock and a hard place. If they just give in to the church and remove the Suyumbai Tower completely, think about the message that sends to all the Muslims in Russia. I mean, you talk about erasing history.
Yeah, that would be a huge statement.
Totally. But then they could try to find some kind of middle ground. Maybe they could add a cross back on the palace church, even though it doesn't have one right now.
It feels like whatever they choose is going to ruffle some feathers. What do you think they'll do?
It's hard to say. But Putin has a certain way of doing things, right? I wouldn't be surprised if he uses this to make the church happy and grab even more power for himself. I mean, he's used religion to get his way before.
And we can't forget the church gets something out of this too, don't they?
Absolutely. Ever since Putin came into power, The church has been getting stronger. They're gaining back influence and property they lost back during the Soviet era, and support in Putin, especially with this war in Ukraine going on. Well, let's just say it's been beneficial for them.
Speaking of the war, haven't they used that Holy Russia idea to justify what they're doing in Ukraine?
Oh, for sure. The way the church sees it, this war is about protecting traditional values from a morally corrupt West. And that fits right in with that whole Holy Russia narrative. It's gotten to the point where they're actually blessing troops and weapons. They're blurring the lines between religion and war.
That's disturbing, especially when you remember that a lot of Russians don't even care that much about religion.
Right. It's such a strange contrast. This really powerful institution in bed with the government, pushing its agenda. And then you've got this whole group of people who might not be as gung-ho about mixing religion and politics as the Kremlin wants to believe.
So where does that leave everyday Russians? It sounds like they're caught in the middle.
They are, and it's a tough spot to be in. It's getting riskier to speak out against the government in Russia. But it's important to remember, people are still resisting. They're finding ways to make their voices heard. Art, literature, online platforms, even if those are getting shut down more and more.
This banknote has basically become a symbol for how much freedom of expression there is in Russia.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
It really shows the fight between people who want to control what everyone thinks and those who want to think for themselves.
So if we're taking a step back and looking at this whole thing, what's the most important thing to remember?
I think it's that even something as simple as a banknote can have a much deeper meaning. This whole controversy reveals the cracks in Russian society, the tension between the church, the government, and the people.
It shows that history is never simple. It's always being debated and rewritten.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important to question what we're being told, especially by people in power. Who benefits from a certain version of history? Whose voices are being heard and whose are being silenced?
Those are questions we should be asking everywhere, not just in Russia.
Exactly. It's about thinking, critically recognizing bias, and finding different points of view. That's how we become more informed and engaged citizens.
This deep dive has really opened my eyes. I'm going to look at everything differently, even banknotes.
That's what makes this kind of exploration so fascinating. You start to see how everything is connected. This banknote thing might seem small, but it's really about power, religion, history, and identity. It's a tiny example of much bigger forces at work, not just in Russia, but around the world.
So for our listeners out there, what do you hope they'll take away from this deep dive?
Don't stop being curious. Keep asking questions. And never take anything at face value, especially when it comes to history, religion, and power.
Well said. And on that note, until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep. You never know what you'll discover.